From Paradise to Pawpaw to Perry, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
I like where the spike with pain and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane. Somber, sweet and summer.
Some years in April, you can already be out there hitting the links. This year, take a little time. Polish your clubs. You'll be ready soon. I think we're going to have a situation where we go from winter to summer with about a 1 week period in between of spring. That's the way it's looking right now, because it's going to get warm. It's going to get warm fast and green, and then it's going to be time for you to get out and enjoy golf. It's the perfect time, and so, you know, it's time to talk golf. I was ready to do it. It's Friday. Why not talk about it? Why not talk about skipping work and getting off to the first tee as soon as possible? David Graham, the executive director of the Golf Association of Michigan, here with me today. David, welcome to the program.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Glad to have you here. I mean, the snow is not particularly good news, and the ice and so forth, but I'm confident that spring will come, and with it will come big smiles as people head out to the golf courses. I think that's about right, isn't it?
Well, I think you're right. You know, it's so frustrating for many of us who are waiting and waiting and wanting to go out. And actually, last Sunday I played, it was 38 degrees, had a group of us play, and we made it around in record time. We had a lot of fun, but not as much fun as we'll have when it gets a little bit warmer and a lot greener.
So the Golf Association of Michigan, you're about to celebrate 100 years here. That's this right. You've been around a long time, my friend.
Yeah, it's been an extraordinary run. And in 1919, we were founded by a group of 14 different clubs down at Detroit Golf Club. And here it is almost 100 years later, and we're still doing what we can to promote, preserve, and serve golf.
You know, I'm not much of a golfer. I'm not going to kid you. I'm really good at driving a golf cart, though. I'm really skilled in that department. I play golf some during the summer, not a lot, but some. But some of my friends still think it's the best place to conduct business. They can, you know, meet people and talk to people. It's a great place to take the family because you can spend time outside and not looking at your silly cell phone for once. I think cell phones should be banned from golf courses. We should look into legislation on that. It's just a great way to be outside. How many golf courses in Michigan?
There's well over 800 golf courses.
Wow.
We're third largest count of golf courses in the country statewide.
Really?
Behind California and Florida. It's remarkable.
I had no idea. 800 golf courses. And how many of those are available to the public?
Oh gosh, probably close to 700. We have more public golf facilities than any other state in the country.
Really?
Yeah.
That is an impressive stat. More public golf courses than any place. Now, that is a real Michigan thing right there. Now, that means you can get out with your family or your friends or your spouse or whomever and go play golf. Answer me this, David. I'm not 25 years of age anymore. I probably don't play as much golf as maybe I would because I'm not very good at it. How old is it? Is too old to take up golf?
It's never too old. I'll tell you, there are countless folks who retired from their careers. They're into their 60s. They've never played the game before. And they say, you know what? I'm going to try that because it's a good way to get some exercise. And you hit a couple shots where it just hits the sweet spot on the face of that club.
Sure.
And it just goes. And you go, oh, my gosh, this is the greatest thing in the world. And people can play into their 90s. And people do play into their 90s. Some start as young as 5. My daughters both started at the age of 5. They ultimately became volleyball players, but they had a start in golf at a very young age, and they'll come back to it, and it's the game for life.
A game for life. Start golf. So I have a 5-year-old, so he should start golfing now.
He could, absolutely. And you know what? It's not something that you force on him, but you go out and he has some fun, and you chip the ball around, and you putt the ball, and you do some stuff. You cut down an old set of clubs just to give him the chance to have that experience.
Yeah,
it's all about having fun.
A couple of people in the audience, David, just winced thinking about my son with a golf club in his hands. You know, thinking that could be a dangerous combination.
You need to be outside for it.
Yeah, boys are boys. Yeah, yeah. I can see their mother. You will not play with those golf clubs in my house. That's what my mother would say.
You know, you can start with some plastic ones initially too.
Well, there you go. All right, give me some ideas. What's going on this summer? Anything that we should know about? Big events? Educational opportunities,
you know,
that sort of thing.
First and foremost, the Golf Association of Michigan provides opportunities for golfers of all skill levels, and we have what are called GAM Golf Days. So if you're a member of the GAM, and it only costs you about $39 to sign up for an annual membership through a member club, and you can play at private golf clubs across the state of Michigan on special days where we'll have a little competition. Not really serious stuff, but you go out there with your buddies. It costs you anywhere from $60 to $80 to $100, depending upon the facility. And we have private clubs like Grozio Country Club or Muskegon Country Club or TPC of Michigan or Indianwood, both the old course and the new course. So there are 30 events across the summer where GAM members, 55,000 and counting, are able to sign up for that on our website, gam.org, and they can play a private club, and they don't have to be a member there. So that's really a lot of fun.
And how often do you get to do that as a member? Would you say once a year, twice a year, how often?
You do it as many times as you want.
Really?
We have an annual kickoff in February for this at a organization called On the Dunes, which is a indoor golf simulator facility. And we had had 100 folks show up, and they were there specifically because they wanted to sign up early for these events. You can play in one of them, two of them, 30 of them if you wanted. And there are groups who do. They play 5 or 10 of these events because that's how they get to travel around the state of Michigan playing these great assets of the state of Michigan.
For $39, they can become one of the 55,000 members of the Golf Association of Michigan, GAM.org. You can find out more, GAM.org. David, at least, I feel that passion coming right out of you for the game of golf. I'll give you the last word.
Well, let me tell you, the other thing, and you mentioned your 5-year-old son, we have a special program called Youth on Course through our foundation, and we had 3,100 rounds played by 2,600 of these kids last summer where they paid $5 or less to play at participating facilities across the state. Because one of the challenges that kids have is it can sometimes be too expensive to play.
Sure.
And so this special program from the Golf Association of Michigan Foundation is designed through Youth on Course to get more kids out playing and opportunities to play with their dads and their moms and their grandparents.
Good stuff.
And be able to play the great game of golf.
Got to leave it right there. David Graham, Executive Director of the Golf Association of Michigan. Again, GAM.org. David, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, and keep it in the short grass.
It's the Steve Gerber Show. We'll be right back.